This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Wednesday, December 6th. Hams sold 7,700 hogs Tuesday, selling a range of $174 to $193 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 7,000 head, selling a range of $177 to $194 per CKG. Hams number one sales this week are down, selling in the range of 42 to 49 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is mixed, and forward contract prices open higher this morning. On Tuesday, the Canadian dollar is down 22 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.3579. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 73.60 cents U.S. Daily U.S. cash prices are mixed midweek, with the negotiated Western Corn Belt softening 27 cents, National up 96 cents, and the cutout adjusted variant firming 21 cents U.S. 100-weight relative to the previous day. The weekly trend is likewise mixed. The Western Corn Belt and National regions are down by $2.63 and $1.51, respectively, while the cutout adjusted base is actually 72 cents higher than a week ago so far. Historically speaking, all regions have tended to flatten out the week after U.S. Thanksgiving, and last year the national base actually improved heading into the new year. That turnaround is yet to happen, but no one is calling for prices to collapse either. News surfaced this morning that Smithfield is ending grower contracts with 26 farms in Utah in an ongoing effort to right-size their operations in the present marketing environment. While there have been some commentators suggesting there will be too few pigs in the coming weeks and months, Smithfield is having other ideas, suggesting that for their operations at least they have too many. Prior to 2020, a common refrain in the hog industry was that there had been too much expansion following the high prices seen over the 2014 PED marketing year. It is not too much of a leap to suggest that those dynamics are finally catching up, and at least one large processor is significantly restructuring in an attempt to remain profitable and viable.